WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Traditionally, this is the time of year when TV gives us news of mid-season replacements and upcoming special events. Some of the TV news coming out now, though, is more serious. Michael J. Fox has announced that he will retire from ABC's Spin City at the end of the season to focus on his battle with Parkinson's disease. And David Letterman is looking at 6 to 8 weeks of recuperation after undergoing quintuple bypass heart surgery. TV critic David Bianculli has a few thoughts, predictions, and suggestions.
What happens to TV shows when their franchise stars get sidelined by a serious illness? It doesn't happen often, so most of the time there's no contingency plan. At both ABC and CBS right now, people are scrambling to figure out what, if anything, they can do about these unforeseen circumstances. In the case of Spin City, probably nothing. Even though it's got a fine ensemble cast, including the recently added Heather Locklear, Michael J. Fox is that show. When he walks away, the show should go with him. Letterman is a different matter. CBS has announced its intention to hold the course with reruns of Late Show with David Letterman until he returns. Meanwhile, lots of current talk show personalities, including Rosie O'Donnell, Martin Short, and Howard Stern, have offered their services as guest hosts. Now, guest hosts are a good idea, but ones borrowed from elsewhere on the TV dial are not. If CBS wants to not only keep Letterman's seat warm until he returns, but heat things up, it ought to turn this sudden adversity into a month-long event for the February ratings sweeps. Here are my suggestions for a roster of Late Show guest hosts and the reasons they might actually say yes. Week 1's guest host, Steve Allen. 20 years ago, when Letterman hosted his ill-fated NBC daytime show, he introduced one of his final guests by saying, "There are two people in my life that I've always respected and admired, and these are people who make me laugh really hard. One of them is Johnny Carson, and the other one is here this morning, Steve Allen." Allen hosted the first incarnation of The Tonight Show, then called Tonight, in 1954. He all but invented the form and was a huge influence on Letterman. By taking the first week of a month-long Get Well Dave tribute, Allen would be able to show people he still got it, remind them he was there first, and support Letterman in time of need. Week 2, Jack Parr. Parr not only succeeded Allen as host of NBC's Tonight Show, but also as Letterman's friend and neighbor. And whenever Parr has appeared on TV, in his prime or long after his retirement, he's never been anything less than unpredictable and fascinating. He's also a very nice guy, which is why, under these circumstances, he might say yes to a week-long return visit to late-night TV. Week 3, Gary Shandling. When Shandling starred on The Larry Sanders Show, he wasn't a real talk show host, but he played one on TV. Letterman even guest starred on that HBO series, playing himself. Yet before that, the real Shandling was a frequent guest host on The Tonight Show, so he knows the form for real as well as for pretend. Appearing as guest host for a week, as Shandling, not Sanders, would allow Shandling to blur the lines between reality and fiction even further. He could even invite former Larry Sanders co-stars Rip Torn and Jeffrey Tambor as guests. And who wouldn't watch that? Finally, for week 4, just before Letterman returns, here's my suggestion for the biggest guest host of all. That's right, Johnny Carson. I know what you're thinking. Why not just suggest the Pope? But hear me out. Yes, Carson went out on top in the best and classiest possible fashion, and has stayed true to his word to shun the spotlight ever since his 1992 departure. Yes, it would take something extraordinary to get Carson back to television, but this could well be it, and what a huge TV event it would be. For Carson, coming back to late-night TV for 1 week would be a no-risk venture. He's master of the form, ratings would be huge, and Letterman is a friend. Carson wouldn't do it for fame or money. He's got plenty of both. But he just might do it to help a buddy, and especially to do it opposite The Tonight Show, which didn't exactly treat him with the respect he deserved after his departure. Allen, Parr, Shandling, Carson. That's a dream team for sure. But it's a dream that just might come true.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today was Roberta Shurrock. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Anne-Marie Baldonado directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Support for Fresh Air comes from the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced. From the Industry Standard and thestandard.com, providing today's business executive with intelligence on the internet economy. On the web at www.thestandard.com. And from Beacon Press, publishers of All Souls, a family story from Southie by Michael Patrick McDonald. Available at bookstores everywhere. On the web at www.beacon.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
On the next Fresh Air, we talk with New York Times reporter Michael Gordon about his daily trips into Chechnya to report on the fighting between the Russian army and rebels from the breakaway republic. Then we'll discuss the politics of the war with Celestine Bolin, who reports from Moscow for the Times. I'm Terry Gross. Join us for the next Fresh Air.